Moncrief on News Talk.
For a variety of reasons, the hearts of communities can be hollowed out, and it can end up that people have no place to go, especially older people. While in Bluebell in southwest Dublin, people go to a place called the Bungalow. Tommy Coombs is manager of the Bluebell Community Development Project. Tommy, good afternoon to you.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Tell us something about Bluebell, because to mind people outside Dublin, be people inside Dublin saying, where the hell's Bluebell and what does it consist of?
Yeah, funny, I was born and raised in Dolphin House on Dolphin's Barn, and Bluebell is about like a 15-minute run from there, and I never knew it existed until I was in my 50s. And yeah, Bluebell is located on the Grand Canal. It's captured by the Nace Road and Kylemore Road heading into Ballyfermot. So you're surrounded by Inchicore, Drimna, Nace Road, you know, and then a lot of industry around that way, and then heading into Ballyfermot. But it's a very small community. It's a fluctuating population of around 2,200 people. There's a mixed tenure of homes there, 850 homes. Bluebell would be seen by a lot of people as being like a forgotten community, as there is no bank, no secondary school, no chiropodist, no dentist, no all the usual stuff that you have to travel for. So over the last while, I've been working in Bluebell now over 20 years as managing community development project, but also I coordinate a regeneration program now as part of my job. So we're looking at bringing new homes and new services to Bluebell. Yeah. And the bungalow is located along the banks of the Grand Canal, and is a gift from Dublin City Council to us, which, you know, Dublin City Council don't get a lot of good press, but let me tell you, it was a gift for us. You know?
Yeah, and it is a real, it's old from the sounds of it.
Yeah, like, I think Bluebell, people started moving into Bluebell in the 50s, and the bungalow was there. I think it's like, so do you remember the term, a watchman's hut? It was like a watchman's bungalow. It's like along the canal, you have lock houses and stuff like that. Mm. But this was built, I think, to look after some what they call filter beds. It's like a reservoir, and Diageo had the license for that as like an overflow if Guinness ran out of water. I don't think it was to go into the Guinness. I think it was probably as a coolant or something like that. So they had six pools there for that. So there was a family there. Their job was to mind that land and the six filter beds. So we're located right beside the filter beds, and the filter beds is now where the regeneration of Bluebell is taking place.
Yeah, but it should be said, it's not just the bungalow, it's the land around it as well that you seem to have put to terrific use.
Yeah, well, I suppose the bungalow is located in a compound, but Dublin City Council have been generous to allow us to sort of creep outside the compound. And over the last couple of years, we've put in, you know, a sauna quite recently, and we've a workshop, and we're housing a Housing Action Network meeting tonight in an art space in one of the places now. So, but the bungalow itself is a two bedroom bungalow, but we have an open fire. So even in the summer, they're lighting the fire. We sit around and men come in particular, all the men that built all the stuff around it for us. You know what I mean? So it's a beautiful space.
Yeah, and what's extraordinary? You mentioned the sauna. There's also a podcast studio there.
I'm just looking around here.
Wonderfully random collection of things you have going on there. But a lot of this was people volunteered to build all this stuff.
We were at a recovery cafe. I'm part of a band that called the Bluebell Brothers, the Blues Brothers with the slash and bell put beside it, and we do some voluntary singing around. And we were at a thing last night in Rialto, and one of the guys that was looking after the sound actually is a sound engineer in a previous life, and he's working with addiction now and all that kind of stuff. But he said, look, you know, we were trying to build it ourselves, and he says, I'll build it for you. And like, we got some funding, and like, if you saw it now, he's putting it in the desk as we speak, right? But it's dark, it's not as bright as this place, but it has all that sort of soundproofing stuff around, and window, like Niamh inside there and looking out. And it's just amazing. We're sort of saying, okay, so, but that's free. But it's like the sauna coming to us. Like FOD Sale is an organization that promotes saunas all over the place, right? I think five or six saunas now in the country. But we went down to see one in Greystones, a part of Carrigeen. It's a men's recovery building down there, a part of Tiglin. And we all went for a sauna. And when we were coming back, the lads, it was all the men that was with us. I work a lot with all the men. They're saying, could we not have like a container or something, you know? And da, da, da. So we started talking about container. We're looking at buying a container. Would someone give us a container? And the guy that we went to the sauna in Greystones, he said, look, come on, have a look at what you're doing. And he saw what we're doing and he fell in love with the place and he gave us a sauna. So he gave us a sauna. And there's a guy I know, Robbie's a plumber, and he came and he said, well, you know, you're going to have some coin. You have to have the sauna, then you have to have showers. So he said he'll fit the showers for us. But he not only fitted the showers, he supplied the showers. He supplied the tiles. We had a team of men from Palestine up in the IPAS Centre in the Red Cow. And they built the shower. They built the ramp up for wheelchair accessibility and stuff like that. It's just been such an amazing awakening for me, because like when I'm looking at business, I'm thinking, you know, you really have to try and drag stuff out of people,
yeah,
you know, but you don't, you know, you really don't. Denise Harris on the Nace Road, the Harris Group, like she supports our food bank. Unbelievable, you know. She bought us two vans. She gives us two vans. What do you need? A van. And you want one of them? Yeah. And then she gave us a bus last year. You know, so people have been very generous, right? Because we've no money.
But it sounds like it's extended the whole project past just the needs of Bluebell, perhaps. You have people coming from...
Yeah, I suppose Dublin City Council and the LDA who are planning to build... Well, on Monday we should get the go-ahead for 383 homes. And they're being sort of saying, you know, you just need to slow down here. But what we're trying to do is make a case for the services, because like in Bluebell, you know, we're faced with inequality every day. You know what I mean? What we're trying to do is create a space, and even for people to come into that, maybe just for conversation, and then maybe to get involved in. Well, I used to be a stonemason, so we salvaged a load of granite from the filter beds, and the men built walls and built a stage. We have a stage there, a performance stage, and built a pond, you know. But when you say, we talk about people sort of giving stuff like. The men themselves, like, there's so much hidden talent, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, Paul Holmes, who's the manager, that manages the bungalow, on behalf of Bluebell Community Council. He's a musician. He was in Swim, right? I think he was on one of your shows years ago.
Okay.
Right? Well, he's a bass player, but it's unbelievable. Like, he'd given up music. He said, they're all prima donnas. I'm not having anything to do with it. He sold everything. He had a recording studio at the back. He came on a Toos program to Bluebell 6-7 years ago. Like, and since then, he's got back into music. Every Monday morning, we have 140. We had 142 people on Monday morning in our community center from various disability organizations playing music. And he coordinates that, you know, and we have volunteer musicians, you know, Shane, a student from Maynooth, Davey, one of our workers, and a couple of the lads and girls from the disability organisation might play a glockenspiel or like it's an eclectic. I was looking at your show and how it's described, and eclectic is a good word, you know. It's an eclectic mix of music, instruments, people, everything. It's like a melting pot. It's an unbelievable, you have to come out, right?
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable.
But it's also a place for people just to come and hang out and meet other people.
Well, we make tea, all the kettle's on, right? And we're at the Boyne Two Big George Foreman's to make toasted ham and cheese sandwiches. So people come between 12 and 2 o'clock to get fed sometimes, that they might be struggling for a bit of food. But more often than not, they turn up just for conversation, because there's great crack. Like, all the men are great crack, right? And my research, I did a PhD a few years ago, was around men living in sheltered housing and what do they need, you know, and they need to talk about their life, the good bits of it, and sometimes they need to talk about the more difficult bits of it, and we provide that space for that to happen. The podcast, I was talking to a lad this morning who was in recovery, and he was saying there, what are you going to do with the podcast? And I said, well, the idea would be to try and capture some of the lived experience of people, men and women in recovery, men living in sheltered housing. Like there's 100 sheltered housing homes within 500 metres of the bungalow. And I would say probably 92 of those homes are occupied by men. You know what I mean? And your eight would be women. So there's probably a thesis in that as well.
Yeah,
you know?
I would imagine. And loneliness is an issue. Maybe it's not a word men will use, but it's there, I assume.
And I suppose in order not to sort of put that back to somebody that, you know, are you lonely? No, I'm not lonely. You're joking me of a mad life, you know what I mean? So what we do is we provide a space that they can walk into and they can get, they might be interested in laying a bit of tarmac, right? They might be interested in helping us with the podcast and or digging a few holes where we grow multitude of vegetables. Our strawberries are all gone now. Our tomatoes are just finished. And so a woman came in yesterday, and she said she had experience working in a polytunnel, and we have a polytunnel. So she's starting on Friday to have a look at how best, you know, so she's found something. And you're right, Sean, like, you know, you're sitting at home, like one of the big issues in sheltered housing, and particularly with older men, will be sort of alcohol dependency issues, you know, social isolation, family estrangement issues, right? And it's sort of breaking down some of that to allow them to have maybe a place in the world and a focus and a purpose to help. And then they can maybe make other connections. Like one of the men that came to the office when I started there 20 years ago, Sean Cruz, he wouldn't mind me saying, because I told him it's on the radio, should tune in, Sean.
Yeah.
and he said, he was looking for help in relation to food, right, for people living in Latouche Court, which is a sheltered housing complex within Bluebell. And he became the chair of Bluebell Community Development Project. You know what I mean? And it's that sort of thing, you know, that maybe people can sort of connect and maybe fulfill something in them that they've lost or they never had or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's the bungalow for me. I mean, I'm an older man myself, so I was saying to your researcher yesterday, I would work there for nothing, right? You know, I retired from Dublin South City Partnership 8 years ago, something like that. I'm 73 this year. So it's like, you know, I don't know what I'd do if I hadn't got that job, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do because, like, it's like my wife would say, maybe you might do a bit of work at home. I don't know, but it's my life, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, I must say, Tommy, you're a tonic in the best possible way when we hear so much terrible things happening in the world. It's good to know there are positive things.
Well, I suppose, like, there's a lot of people that, like. As a younger man, I was working as a community worker in Dolphin House, and we were constantly going to war with Dublin City Council and like HSC and all that. Since October 2017, we formed an organisation called Bluebell Community Council, and our subtext is touching people's lives, and like. People that we've come in contact with. Well, Jimmy Dunn is our chair, right? He was a pastor. He came into the office one day and he said, I want to help. And I said, there'll be no Bible bashing, Jimmy. I don't even go to mass, like, you know what I mean? And he said, no, I just want to help. And that has changed our whole approach to, like, it's not very often you hear men talking about love and care and each other. And we do that. We do that openly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know this Patrick is listening in the bungalow right now, and he was there yesterday. And like, Patrick is a man that I love. He's in recovery, and he's in his 60s, and he's an amazing man. And he's been away with us. We go away every year. We've been in Pure Magic on Ackle for the last 3 years. It's a hotel there, sort of hostel hotel. But we've been in Birkenau and Auschwitz. We've been in Valencia. We've been in the European Parliament. We're working with Lynn Boylan at the moment to send a delegation to Brussels, to the European Parliament, to perform a music piece around Gaza and Palestine. So it's like, it's an amazing place. I'm delighted to be able to have this opportunity to put it out there. And all good.
Tommy, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. Okay. That was Tommy Coombs there, manager of Bluebell Community Development Project.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.